Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, listeners, if you love this show, then you have to check out our newest series, Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches. It has something for everyone. Action-packed football games, a story about friendship, and a father-daughter story that will warm everyone's heart. I'm going to play the first episode for you now. So have a listen, and then make sure to search for and follow Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches wherever you listen to this show.
With the seventh pick in the 2015 draft, Buffalo selects Derek Taylor, quarterback, Arizona State.
Did they tell you just exactly who you are? You know you can't go home again.
Derek Taylor goes back to pass, he pumps, now he fires over the middle, and it's intercepted. Intercepted. I can't believe it. Taylor throws another interception. Man, you've got to be kidding me. I can't believe how far Derek Taylor has fallen.
Taylor to center, Taylor takes the snap, and Taylor gets tangled up with the center, and the ball is loose, it's a fumble!
No, this is unbelievable. It's like he was tussling with his own teammate.
And that Taylor tussle will end the game for Cleveland. Hard to imagine a worse ending for Derek Taylor.
Is that it? Are we on the ground?
Sure are. You can open your eyes now, honey.
Okay. Whew. Not that I was nervous or anything. It's just been a while since I flew anywhere.
Welcome to Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, where our local time is 7:18 in the a.m. and it's a balmy 46 degrees outside.
Ooh, that's cold.
For Cleveland? It's practically bathing suit weather.
And hey, Brownies Steelers Monday Night Football. I know Dog Pound 0-5 is not great, but we still believe, right? Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Welcome to Cleveland. We've all heard that there are three sides to every story, right? Yours, mine, and the truth. Not in my house.
You need help with your bag, honey.
No thanks, ma'am. I got it.
Growing up, there were only two sides to every story. Winning and losing.
Derek Taylor. He's my dad. And let's just say, my dad is all about winning.
That's why he named me.
Winnie? Winnie Taylor.
Well, Winifred, to be exact.
Yeah?
Hi, I'm Daria Markelson, a good friend of your dad's.
It's the 21st century.
He asked me to come pick
I mean,
you up.
Who names their daughter Winifred anymore? But, yeah, Winnie Taylor. That's me. He's not coming himself?
Sorry, he was super busy this morning. I'm a good friend of his.
You said that already. You mind if I text him real quick? I just need to make sure you're...
Not some psycho, yeah. No, I get it. I'm actually the guidance counselor at your new middle school. Yay! Ms. M, they call me.
Miss M. Well, the thing is, I haven't technically lived with my dad for like 7 years, since I was 6. He said I should go with you and you'll get me set up at school.
Yeah, he asked me last night. Just so, you know.
Last night?
We are, we're good friends.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
And that is Lake Erie right there. Big lake, lots of water.
Is that the stadium up there? Where the Browns play?
Yep.
Not a happy place right now, huh? 0-5. Rough start. But people are already saying that they should tank the season and just try to get the number one pick in the draft.
Oh yeah, I don't watch much football these days. I think your dad likes that about me.
Why would he?
So, are you excited to see your new school?
I guess. I thought Dad would come to get me registered. But
he was so
super busy.
Mm-hmm. So, Derek, I mean, your dad, he told me about your mom, Winnie. I'm really sorry.
Thank you. You see, I'm moving here to Cleveland Heights, where my dad lives, from California. That's where my mom lives. Did live. She passed away not that long ago. Did. Still getting used to that.
Well, here we are.
Benjamin Franklin Middle School.
I'll keep your bags in my office until it's time to go home.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
You don't have a coat?
Just my hoodie.
You're about to face your first Cleveland winter. Trust me, you'll need a big coat. I'll talk to your dad about it.
Sure. Maybe when he's not so busy. Hey, you mind if I call him?
Of course. I'll be right inside the door.
Come on, Dad. Pick up.
You've reached Derek Taylor. Have a great day.
Dad, it's Winnie. Hear that? Wind off the lake. Chilly. Anyway, I guess I'll see you after school. Here we go, brownies. Here we go. Woo, woo.
Well, Winifred Taylor, looks like we got you all set up in the system, so you should be good to go.
Thanks, Miss M.
Your dad is really excited to have you here.
It's okay. You don't have to keep making excuses for him. I get that he's totally busy. The life of an ex-quarterback, right?
Right.
Did I forget that part? That's right. My dad was a real deal, genuine NFL quarterback. Number 10, Derek Taylor.
I really like your father. He's a good guy. He could call a little bit more, but, you know, hey, that's life, right?
I don't know.
Oh, look, it's almost the end of first period. Your class should be heading outside for PE. I'll ring Mr. Greggs and let him know you're ready to join them.
Sounds good. I can't blame her for wanting to date my dad. The guy was an NFL quarterback. He must be a legend around here.
Good luck, Winnie. And for what it's worth, if anyone gives you trouble about your dad, just let it roll right off your back.
Wait, why would anyone...
Never mind.
Good morning, ma'am. My name is Derek Taylor from Home Fix Home Improvement.
Hello there.
Oh, hello, ma'am. Good morning. My name is Derek Taylor.
Oh, uh-huh.
I'm from Home Fix Home Improvement. We had an appointment to discuss redoing the siding on your lovely home here.
Of course. come in, please.
Now, I'm thinking we can make your house a model home job. And the good news with that is, I get to pass the savings on to you.
Oh, well, that sounds great. And would you be supervising the work personally?
Well, I'm more on the sales side, but if you'd be willing to sign today...
Hon, have you seen the thingy for the computer? Oh, hey.
I didn't realize your husband was home. Hi there, Mr. Jankowski. I'm Derek Taylor from Home Fix, and I was just explaining to your wife...
Wait, Derek Taylor? As in Brown's QB Derek Taylor?
One and the same.
Oh, shut the front door! I should have recognized you! But how could I, right? I mean, Derek Taylor in my living room trying to sell my wife crappy siding.
It's actually a quality product, but always nice to meet a fan.
Oh, fan? Yeah, right. You know how much money you cost me betting on you over the years?
Honey, be nice.
We can't win them all.
All? How about some? I mean, can we talk about when they brought you in during the AFC title game? 4th and inches inside the 5 and... Yeesh! What do they call that fumble again?
That was a long time ago. Now about your siding. We can get the measurements done in less than a day here, and...
Now, you got all tangled up with the center.
Just let it go.
The Taylor tangle. The Taylor twister.
The Taylor tussle.
What was that?
The commentators called it the Taylor tussle.
Yes, it! The Taylor tussle. Remember how mad I was, honey?
You almost broke the TV.
Cost me my whole Christmas bonus that year.
Cost me my job.
What was that?
I blew out my shoulder on that drive. Tried to play through it, but my arm was pretty much done.
Well, guess that's why you didn't last long here in Cleveland, huh? Not that we're doing any better this season. What do you think? We're gonna go 0-17?
I'll show myself out.
Yeah, at least we'd get the number one draft pick, am I right? Have you seen the arm on Tyson Hughes at Alabama? Ask me. Should we?
Dad, it's Winnie. You hear that? Wind off the lake.
She sounds so grown
chilly.
Up.
Anyway, I guess I'll see you after school. Here we go, brownies. Here we go. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, class. Same teams as yesterday. New girl. You know football?
Me? Yeah, it's kind of my life, so...
Nice! New girl's on my team.
Thanks, I guess.
So, who are you and where are you from?
Winnie. I just moved from California.
You should definitely get a coat. Hypothermia is real.
Okay.
I'm Pete. I think Mr. Griggs made me the quarterback as a joke, but that's okay, because no offense, but... most of this squad has hands of stone.
Hey!
Sorry, Caden, but it's a fact. So...
of course I can catch. Can you throw?
Hey! Pass it to me! I'm open! Throw it, dummy! Woo! Yeah!
She's pretty fast. What's her name?
You talking about me? Tamara Rivers is the name, and yeah, I'm fast.
Okay. Nice catch, I guess.
Whatever. Hey, want to throw it a little earlier next time, please? So it hits me when I make my break.
What's her problem?
Her dad is a high school football coach. She thinks she owns this school. Well, town, actually. She's the captain of the other team.
Okay, Team Pete, you start on offense.
Okay, huddle up. You sure you got good hands, Winnie?
Soft as butter.
If I know Tamara, she's gonna be stuck on you like glue.
Good. Cause I'm gonna fake a button hook and then go long. Hit me in the end zone.
Awesome. What's a button hook?
Really?
What?
I'll line up on the right, run about 7 yards, and then turn around real quick. When I call your name, you sell the fake by pumping the ball.
And then I'll throw it deep and you'll be waiting in the end zone.
With a big smile on my face.
Sounds good. But what if Tamara doesn't bite?
She thinks she's the best player out here. She'll gamble for the pick six, and we'll make her pay.
Okay, let's do it then. Ready? Break!
You think you can take me, new girl?
I don't know.
Ready,
you're awfully
set.
Fast.
Omaha! Omaha! Hut, hut! Hike!
Pete! Right here!
Gotcha!
Oops.
Wait, what the?
She bought the fake. Hit me long now, Pete.
You got this, Taylor.
Touchdown! Amazing throw!
Amazing catch.
How did that happen, Tamara?
Do you know who you're talking to? My dad is the winningest coach in Glenville's history!
So? My dad played in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, right. Who's your dad then?
Derek Taylor.
Derek Taylor? The Taylor Tussle Derek Taylor? And you think that makes you cool or something? Your dad barely played for the Browns, and when he did, he sunk.
He won the Rose Bowl his sophomore year. He was a top 10 pick in the draft.
He was a loser, Winnie. Ironic, considering your name. My dad has 14 championships.
High school championships.
Better than selling aluminum siding.
What?
Okay, girls, that's enough. Let's head back inside.
You always this good at making friends, Winnie.
I didn't mean to...
It's all good. We're teammates now. Means I've got your back, as long as you've got mine.
Yeah, definitely.
And don't listen to Tomorrow, okay? She doesn't know your dad like you do.
Right.
This is October. How is the rest of the country this cold? Whew.
Winnie, I wasn't expecting you home so soon. I was gonna pick you up, but...
It's fine. It wasn't a long walk once I figured out where I was going. I could use a coat, though.
Yeah, of course. Wow. Were you this big when I saw you at the funeral?
Good to see you, too.
No, what I meant to say, what I should have said, is you look good, kid. Real good.
Thanks.
Sorry about the airport. I had an appointment I needed to be at. I'm in sales now, Winnie, and my schedule depends on when people can see me. But Daria, Miss M, said it was smooth.
Uh-huh. She's nice. Is she your girlfriend?
No, she's just a friend. Look, Winnie, I tried to say it out in L.A., but I'm really sorry about your mom. I know you miss her. I miss her too.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, why are we standing out here? Come on in. So this is my house. Our house.
It's, nice.
So what do you say we go out for dinner tonight?
I'd kind of like to unpack and get settled. It's been a long day. Can we just stay in and watch the Browns on Monday Night Football?
I don't usually watch any football anymore. Especially the Browns.
You don't? Well, maybe that's why they stink so bad this year. 0-5, can you believe that?
Are they? Like I said, I really don't follow them.
We could watch together. They could use a little Taylor luck.
Taylor luck? You're kidding, right?
What?
I'll fix us some dinner. Feel free to watch the game without me tonight. I got some work to do anyway.
Oh. Okay.
Dean goes back to throw. Incomplete.
Come on, that was an easy throw. You gotta make that.
What was that?
This burger is really good, Dad.
I'm glad you like it.
If you like hockey pucks. Guess I'll be doing the cooking and the cleaning and... Oh, come on! Get rid of the ball!
Because he's trying to hit the home run on every play.
Oh, hey. Didn't see you sneak in. What do you mean, hit the home run?
It's just... He knows the team is struggling, so he's trying to win the game on every throw instead of letting it come to him.
Maybe he has to sling it like that because he's always on the run. His O-line is like Swiss cheese.
My old teammate Big Frank is still holding it down. But Dean's got quick feet and a great arm. He can make all kinds of throws.
Like you?
Not with this shoulder. These days, I'm just a salesman with a pretty face and a spaghetti arm.
More frustration on the face of head coach Will Fitzsimmons.
Sorry, Fitzy. Your boys don't have it this year.
Fitzy? Is that Uncle Fitz? Your college coach? He's the Browns head coach now?
Who do you think brought me to the Browns in the first place? He was the QB coach then. Not that I ever really got a shot there. Shoulder popped again, never healed right. Waste of all our time, if you ask me.
He still sends me a birthday card every year. He always says, if you ever need anything, just ask.
I didn't know that. I'm gonna take out the garbage.
Your team stinks, Uncle Fitz.
Five. Makes sense now that I'm watching. You step up in the pocket and let it fly.
Go get it, Kozar. Get the football. Good boy. Good, Kozar.
Oh, hey. Sorry about that. Mind grabbing the ball?
No problem. There you go, doggy.
No, don't just hand it to him, man. He wants you to throw it. Go ahead.
My shoulder's still kind of... Never mind. Fetch, buddy.
Jeez. How far do you want my dog to run? You threw that thing a mile.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting...
Let's just go home, Kozar. That ball's way gone.
Sorry again. That didn't feel too bad.
Dad just threw that ball a mile. Spaghetti arm, huh? Dean's not coming back from that one.
There are only two sides to every story. Winning and losing. Derek Taylor went out a loser the last time.
Dean's injury could be a real blow to this Browns team, already thin at quarterback.
You like dogs win? Maybe we could get a...
Dad, can I borrow your phone for a second?
Why?
I just wanted to get Miss M's number. You know, in case I need another ride.
Sure. Here's my contacts.
Great. Contacts. Coach Fitzsimmons. But maybe that doesn't have to be the end of the story.
Did you find it?
Yeah. I got it. Maybe. That's just the beginning.
We're gonna have to turn to him if they want to come back in this game.
I'm Ruth Riggi, and I play Winnie Taylor in Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches. Thanks for listening. To find your next great show, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
If you can't wait to find out what happens next in Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, then make sure to search for the show wherever you're listening to this and follow it to make sure you get every episode. Or look for the link to our website in the show notes. Thank you.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.